أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد عباد الله، فإن خير الحديث كلام الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. معشر المسلمين، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة التحريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة. الله سبحانه وتعالى has said and commanded us in Surah At-Tahrim by saying, O you who believe, turn to Allah with sincere repentance. Not only repent to Allah with sincerity. And in Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned another order and command, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Seek the forgiveness of your Lord, then turn to him in repentance. In Surah An-Nur, قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And all of you, beg Allah to forgive you all. O believers, that you may be successful. And maybe from Allah, عَسَى مِنَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise anything and mentioned may be, may with Allah is truth. وَاقِعَةٌ لَا مَحَالَ. Brother and sister in Islam, Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi narrated in his Sunan by the authority of Rawiyatul Islam, أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أرضاه, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا أَخْطَأْ نَكَتَتْ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَاءٌ. If a person did a mistake, and mistake here doesn't mean by accident, no. If a person did a bad deed, committed a sin, a dark spot will appear in his heart. Only one spot, very dark in his spot. And I want to mention this hadith and another hadith and to compare both to understand the first hadith. And listen carefully to the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the son of Adam, if a Muslim committed a sin, a dark spot will appear in his heart. Then if somebody did a sin, a bad deed, here we have two cases. Either he repents from it, or he does it again. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the two cases. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِذَا هُوَ نَزَعْ يعني تَوَقَّفَ عَنِ السِّنْ عَنْ هَذِهِ الْخَطِيئَةِ إِذَا هُوَ نَزَعْ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ وَتَابْ سُقِلَ قَلْبُهُ. If he quit the bad deed, stop, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and repent to Allah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned three things. If he quit, he stopped doing it, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سُقِلَ قَلْبُهُ. his heart will become clean again. That means no more black or dark spot in his heart. Will be clean and clear. And the second case, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَإِنْ عَادَ زِيدَ فِيهِ حَتَّى تَعْلُوَ قَلْبَهُ وَهُوَ الرَّانِ أي الختم. ثم تلا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قول الله سبحانه وتعالى كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وإن عاد. We need to understand وإن عاد doesn't mean after repentance. If he did it again, that means without repentance, because when he did the first time, a dark spot appears. If he did not repent, but he did it again, another spot. And he did it again, or another bad deed, another spot, another spot, another spot, until the spots will overwhelm his heart. And become, the heart will become very dark. And that's what Rasulullah ﷺ named it, the case in this, or the heart in this case, Arran. And this is Arran. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned qawlallahi ta'ala in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, kalla bal ran ala qulubihim. That means there is a seal from darkness and sins and bad deeds and evil overwhelm his heart, wal-iyazu billah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, nay, but on their heart is the ran, their heart is covering of sins and of evil deeds which they used to earn and to do in dunya. Waliyadu billah. And Imam al-Tabari narrated in his hadith, in his book of hadith Al-Kabir, and with the authentic narration by the authority of Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu ardah, he said, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, and هذا الحديث, as I mentioned, explains the first hadith. This man said, Ya Rasulullah, أحدنا يذنب. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام يكتب عليه تكتب عليه سيئة يكتب عليه. قال ثم يستغفر منه ويتوب. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يغفر له ويتاب عليه. This man said, O Prophet of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, one of us commits a sin. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, the angel will write it as a bad deed. It is in. الذنبو لا يبلى, right? كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The sin is there, is written. The angel will written on the record, on his record, as a bad deed. Then the man asked the Prophet alayhi salam, he said, but this man will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and he repent to Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يغفر له ويتاب عليه. Allah will accept his forgiveness and accept his repentance and will forgive him. Then he said, the same man, he said, ثم يعود فيذنب. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فيكتب عليه. He said, but the same man, same person, he will do the same mistake or the same bad deed. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, then the angel will write it as a bad deed on his record. Then the man said, ثم يتوب ويستغفر. Then this man will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and he repent to Allah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُغْفَرُ لَهُ وَيُتَابُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah will forgive him and will accept his repentance. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to end this circle. To end this circle. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا يَمَلُّ اللَّهُ حَتَّى تَمَلُّ. وَلَا يَمَلُّ اللَّهُ حَتَّى تَمَلُّ. What that means? That means as long as the person commits the bad deed of the human being, weakness, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّى. None of us is ma'soom. None of us is angel. Everybody, we should expect from everybody to do or to commit a sin or to do a bad deed. That means we did not prepare سابق الأسرار والترسل. You did not plan to do this bad deed. You did it out of weakness. كضعف بشري كجبلة مفطورون عليها. This is our nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in us to do bad deed. Then, listen to the second condition. Then when you repent, you are sincere in repentance. When you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, you are sincere in asking Allah for forgiveness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your heart, knows your intention. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَأُ وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I created the man, the human, and I know what is in his heart, in his chest, in his mind, in his intention. I'm closer to him than his own veins. So you cannot deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows. That means if you did it out of weakness, then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and repentance with sincerity. Allah accepts your repentance. And even if you did it again, then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. Ask Allah for forgiveness with sincerity. And you repent with sincerity, Allah will accept it. Even if you do it as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another narration, وَلَوْ عَادَ فِي الْيَوْمِ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةً مَا أَصَرَّ مَنْ اسْتَغْفَرُ. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما أصر من استغفر ولو عاد في اليوم سبعين مرة. حديث صحيح. He's not insisting in bad, to do bad deed, the one who repent to Allah with sincerity, even if he did it a day 70 times, even if he did it 70 times a day. So this is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are sincere in repentance or not. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قيل لكم تفسحوا في المجالس فافسحوا يفسح الله لكم. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وعن أبيه narrated, he said, a man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He told him, يا رسول الله أصبت ذنبا عظيما فَهَلْ لِي مِنْ تَوْبَةٍ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, I committed a huge bad deed, severe bad deed, very ugly bad deed. Is there any forgiveness, any tawbah, any repentance? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is Allah accepting my repentance? The Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, and by the way, maybe the Prophet ﷺ will receive the same question from different sahaba, from different people. And his answer is not the same. His answer is not the same to each one of them. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ, he looked at the man, at the person who asked, and he knows, he studied his situation, the circumstances, and his case. Then he will give the answer based, he will give an answer fit and very suitable to his case. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him. Before he answered him, he asked him a question. He asked him, هل لك من أم؟ Listen. هل لك من أم؟ لم يقل له هل لك أم؟ And ما الفرق بينهما؟ الأم هي التي ولدتك. لو قال له هل لك أم؟ And do you have a mother? But he asked him, هل لك من أم؟ لأن الأم كان تكون الأم وقد تكون الجدة. جدة لأم أو الجدة لأب. Do you have any mother? Listen, not a mother, any mother? Any mom? I don't know in English what's that mean. Any mom? That mean could be his own, the first mom or grandmother from the father's side or from the mother's side. Do you have any mom? He said, no, I don't. Then the Prophet ﷺ asked him another question. هل لك من خالة؟ لم يقل عمة. خالة. Also in Urdu they said خالة. That means the aunt from the mom's side. He said, yes, I do. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام فبرها. برها. Be good with your aunt. Treat her as your mom. Because in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-khalatu ummun thaniya. The khala, al-khala, the aunt from the mother's side, is indeed another mom. Another mom. Another mother to you. Brothers and sisters in Islam, one of as-sahaba, his name is Abu Tawil Shatab al-Mamdud رضي الله تعالى عنه عن أبي طويل شطب الممدود narrated, he said, he wasn't from Al-Ansar, he wasn't from Al-Muhajirin, he came from his tribe, from far away, and he came. If any person met Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم believing in him, he is a Sahabi. This is the definition of Sahabi. Even if he or she met Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم once only on his life. He said, أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. I came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he asked him. He told him, he talked to him. He told him, أرأيت من عمل الذنوب ولم يترك منها شيئا وهو في ذلك لم يترك حاجة ولا داجة. الداجة هي الذنب الكبير لك الكبائر في التعريف الشرعي. ولم يترك منها شيئا وهو في ذلك لم يترك حاجة ولا داجة إلا أتاها. فهل لذلك من توبة يا رسول الله؟ He said, oh messenger of Allah, a man, he meant himself, and this is an Arabic style. He meant himself, a man. He meant again himself. Committed all the kind of bad deeds, and he did not leave any kind of bad deed. Imagine how many bad deeds are. He said, I committed all the kind of bad deeds. Plus, I did not leave small sins or major sins, but I commit. Is there any, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting my repentance? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says he saw him the first time and he did not know if he is a Muslim or not. He's not living in Medina, he's not among Al-Ansar, he's not among Al-Muhajirin, he's not among the Sahaba or the Muslims used to live around Al-Medina the first time he saw him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him a question. فَهَلْ أَسْلَمْ? Don't forget that this man, Abu Tawir, he said, a man, perhaps a man did so and so and so. The Prophet understood. He asked him, did you convert? Are you a Muslim? He said, but me? فَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا وَأَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. But me? I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And you are the messenger of Allah. immediately. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, إِذَنْ تَفْعَلُ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَتَتْرُكُ السَّيِّئَاتِ فَيَجْعَلُهُنَّ اللَّهُ كُلُّهُنَّ حَسَنًا. So you have to quit and to stop the bad deed, all the bad deed, from now on. Since you convert, since you are Muslim now, since you accept Islam, so immediately you have to stop all the kind of bad deed, plus you do the good deed, not that only, all your bad deed, all that kind of what you describe as bad deed, very ugly deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change all of them for you to good deeds. Still you want to be sure. This sahabi said, وَغَدَرَاتِي وَفَجَرَاتِي أَيْنَ تَذْهَبْ غَدَرَاتِ الَّتِي فَعَلْتُهَا وَفَجَرَاتِ الَّتِي فَعَلْتُهَا. والفجور عادة يطلق على الزنا وليعذ بالله. He said, oh, I betrayed Allah. I committed a huge, very bad deed. فواحش, name it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال نعم. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you and will change it to hasanat for you. He said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and he kept saying Allahu Akbar until the Sahaba said, hatta tawara, until he disappeared. We do not see him anymore. هذا الحديث رواه الطبراني بإسناد قوي جيد. It is narrated in السنن الكبرى للطبراني with a strong and authentic narration. And if you compare this hadith with قول الله سبحانه وتعالى in سورة الفرقان, إلا من تاب, listen, تاب وآمن وعمل, not only توبة, وعمل عملا صالحا. What is the result or the reward? فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. The Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this ayah, exactly coincident and matching what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Tawil al-Mamdud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept those who repent and believe, repent, tawbah, and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in Islam and the teaching of Islam, وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, and do righteous deeds, good deeds. العلماء يقولون علامة التوبة الصحيحة علامتها العمل الصالح, as a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted your repentance, as a sign يوفقك للعمل الصالح, will guide you to good deed. If you said, I repent to Allah, but nobody see anything that you did good deed, is Allahu A'lam. So good deed is a good sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your repentance. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. And they do righteous deed or good deed for those, Allah will change their sins to good deeds, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best. أو كما قال ادعوا الله وأنتم موقنون بالإجابة. الحمد لله حق حمده, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله صادق في وعده, شهادة تنزي قائلها في ظلمة لحده, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وجنده. أما بعد, عباد الله, إن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ به نفسه وثنى به ملائكة قدسه, فقال عز من قائل, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الصحابة الخلفاء الأئمة الحنفاء أبي بكر الصديق وعمر الفاروق وذي النورين وعثمان وأبي السبطين علي وعن جميع صحابة رسولك الكريم وعن أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعن التابعين وتابعيهم إلى يوم الدين وعن معهم بمنك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل الطاعة ويهتدى فيه أهل المعصية ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضاه، أصلح أحوالنا، اغفر ذنوبنا، استر عيوبنا، اشف مرضانا، ارحم موتانا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أصلح أحوالنا وأحوال المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال بناتنا وأبنائنا ونسائنا وجميع المسلمين في هذه البلاد، وسلمنا من جميع شرور العباد، إنك على كل شيء قدير والجامد جدير. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
لا تجعلوا فرجة إلا الشيطان. Complete the first lines first. استووا. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم، إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفار والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المصير
الله
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Thank you.